Yeah. This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome into Sabre Stadium this Friday evening, where the JF Cavaliers were a seat at the opening kickoff in a blackout night. Predictably, they're wearing their black pants, black jerseys, black helmets with white numerals and red trim and a red face mask. Glass, EC Glass, the Hilltoppers are in their all-white uniforms, white pants, white jerseys with royal blue numerals and lettering and royal blue helmets with the white cursive glass outlined and white face mask. Glass won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will kick it away from right to left. JF will return from the parking lot toward the scoreboard as the ball bounces around the two, rolls into the end zone and about 8 yards deep before settling at the top of the V in Cavaliers. And it'll be a touchback, and JF will begin at the 20-yard line. As we welcome you in with the coach, Rick Kennedy, I'm Ed Lane. JF football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Your weather report presented by The Backyard. A little hot and humid today. Temperatures getting into the 80s, perhaps the last time here in 2021. It is expected to get cooler, but not much this evening. 75 right now, mostly clear skies with some harmless clouds. If you want to enjoy this weather at The Backyard Restaurant Collection, it is in Forest next to the Kroger. 13 different restaurants, something everyone in the family can enjoy. JF goes to work offensively. And working out of the shotgun is Josiah Bell. One back deep, two receivers to each side. Snap this time, it's a give. Marsteller off left tackle. He bounces up to about the 22, 23. We'll call it a gain of three. Second and seven is on the way. Bell nursing that back injury. That's the only real injury for either team as part of our injury report, courtesy of Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group. After this second down play, we'll get your Craig P. Tiller attorney at law keys to the game from Coach Kennedy. Those keys, of course, presented by Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, making sure you have the right game plan for any family situation that might arise. One receiver to the short left side, three to the wide right. Ball left hash at the 23. JF, their own 23, that is. Shotgun snap, Bell, pressure coming in, flips it out to the right side and over the head. It looked like he was looking out of the backfield to get it to Bryce Wood, but too much underneath that one. It's incomplete. Third and seven coming up, and now it is time for the aforementioned Coach Kennedy and his Craig P. Tiller attorney at law game plan.
Well, I tell you what, welcome to the game. The Cavaliers came off a pretty good showing against Halifax here a couple weeks ago, and they need to try to keep some momentum going, build some confidence. Offensively, they need to get first downs. They need to stay on the field and try to keep the Glass offense off the field. Defensively, they need to not give up big plays if they're going to have a chance to win.
Two receivers to each side. The shotgun snap from Bell. He takes it under pressure, but steps up into the pocket, fires in and out of the arms of the intended receiver around the 37-yard line on the left hash mark. Floyd Wells was the intended target, but it was airmailed a little bit high. It goes into this field turf around the 45-yard line. And after a three and out, JF is forced to punt it away to EC Glass.
Yeah, they got a little pressure on the quarterback, and he stepped up in the pocket, threw a little high. Receiver may have had a chance to go up and get some hands on it, but not an easy catch and went through, and now they're punting away.
50 seconds into this opening quarter, Glass set to get the football as Marsteller's right-footed rugby-style kick will bounce at the EC Glass 48. Take a JF roll and come to a stop around the 43, and that's where the Hilltopper offense will go to work, piloted by George White, the 6'1", 200-pound junior quarterback, who, as we saw in spring football, yes, there was a spring season last year, and JF actually won that game, the season opener for both these teams, has a pretty good arm.
Yeah, they come in at 5-1, and they lost in that overtime game to Heritage, so again, they are doing a great job in the Seminole, 2-1. They're looking to show JF what they can do offensively right now out of this spread formation.
Two receivers bunched up, one in front of the other, just off the right hash mark to the wide side of the field. White's going to work out of the shotgun, first and 10 from his own 43. Snap, it is a handoff, now a reverse, actually a double reverse, and dropping back, looking possibly to throw is Robert Wood. Will roll to his right, now will float one deep down the field. Looks like he has a man open and incomplete, and they'll throw a flag. Brian Avison was in there on coverage. He did not get turned around enough in time. Jamarian Cottrell was the intended recipient, and it was about a 50-50 catch, but a bailout on the pass interference, and it looks like EC Glass is going to move into JF territory for the first down, presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. the number one realtor in the Lynchburg area MLS and in the top 100 in the entire Commonwealth of Virginia, according to RE/MAX.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about starting the game off with a bunch of trickery. That's exactly what they did right there. Coach Woody is known for his trick plays, hook and ladders, and that was a double reverse pass, and the receiver was wide open deep, but the ball just could not quite get there, and the corner running back ran into the receiver to give them the 15-yard penalty for pass interference.
So now EC Glass will go to work at the JF 42 on the left hash mark. Scoreless first quarter. Quick throw to a bunch receiver set on the far side. It's Quaterius Foster. Grabs it, 45, inside the 40 on the right side. Numbers still on his feet at the 35 before spinning back into the middle of the field around the 33. He's pushed down there. It's a 9-yard pickup for EC Glass, and they're on the verge of another first down and going deeper in the JF territory. 10.5 to go in the opening quarter. EC Glass 0, Jefferson Forest 0.
Yeah, those little quick bubble screens to the three receiver side is always good because you got two blockers and one guy catching the ball, and that was a big gain right there and big run for 9 yards.
George White to work out of the shotgun for EC Glass. Calling for the snap, now waiting for another pitch off, a little shovel pass from right to left. 30-yard line stopping, 25 sideline hash mark, and down to about the 20 before being tripped up there. It looked like that was Jamarian Cottrell. He drew a pass interference penalty earlier. Now he gains 13 on the little shovel pass down to the left hash mark at the 20-yard line. And EC Glass is at the tip of the red zone.
Yeah, great little play right there. A little shovel pass. You want to go ahead and let that defensive end come upfield. You don't even have to block him. You can go right down on the linebackers, and that's exactly what they did.
Three backs punched in the backfield. Another give to Cottrell. 20-yard line, real estate, right side 15, 10 to the 5. He turns the corner toward the goal line, and it looks like he's shoved out just shy of it. They'll say he is at the 1. So shoved out just shy of the goal line, but right now EC Glass ripping off chunk plays. Their shortest play from scrimmage is a 9-yard run. Everything else has been 10-plus, including a 15-yard pass interference penalty. And EC Glass now will gladly take a yard because that would get them in the end zone for the early advantage. Lined up in a big bunch formation, George White from under center plows behind the beefy offensive line. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown, EC Glass, with 9:29 to go in the opening quarter. The Hilltoppers strike first. A 6-0 lead with the extra point on the way.
Well, they did a good job mixing it up between the spread and then bringing three guys back to the backfield for a power run set. They did that on the long sweep run. They just did that on the quarterback sneak. Everybody just piling in on top of the quarterback, pushing him right over the goal line for the touchdown.
Aiden Pauls on to attempt the extra point after the Impact Church touchdown. Impact Church, the fastest growing church in Forest, on 8-11. At Thomas Jefferson Elementary. Muffled snap, picked up, and nowhere to go with it. So the extra point, no good, but still an early 6-0 advantage for EC Glass at JF. 9:29 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Do you feel like you're paying more for insurance than you really need? And then when you actually need the insurance, it's not working for you? Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group has a plan to help direct primary care. They'll help address your needs in a more personalized, efficient way. Access Healthcare's direct primary care provides you access to healthcare as you need by text, phone, video conferencing, and in-person visits. Make your healthcare work for your life. Call Access Healthcare and visit them at 2103 Graves Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises, to start benefiting from Access Healthcare's direct primary care. Monday night is Burger Night at Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Every Monday, all burgers on the regular Trio menu, made from Virginia's finest fresh beef, are $7.99, including Trio's signature hand-cut fries. Custom burgers include the Big Tone, a juicy burger topped with smoky barbecue sauce, applewood bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and caramelized onions. And the Hot Tater featuring spicy barbecue sauce, sharp cheddar cheese, applewood bacon, fried egg, and sriracha fries on top. Make Monday your burger night. Call ahead for Trio to go or dine in at Trio on Route 221 in Forest.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Aiden Pauls has it teed up at the 40-yard line for EC Glass. Never got a chance at the extra point, but still a 6-0 Hilltopper lead at Jefferson Forest 9:29 to go opening quarter. JF football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Price fields it at the 3, right hash mark, 10, 15, 20, opening 25-30. Right sideline 40, past midfield, down the right sideline 40, and he is ushered out of bounds around the EC Glass 35. Daniel Price with a kick return and a spark that JF needs. Now they need to convert after EC Glass made it look far too easy on their opening drive touchdown, a 57-yard drive, and 48 of those yards coming thanks to plays made by Jamarian Cottrell.
Well, what a great run. What a great return by JF. They needed that right there. The Glass kickoff team broke down. They had a huge gap over here on their left side, and that opened wide open. He went untouched, and other than the kicker making a game touchdown-saving tackle right there, we would have had a tie game, if not put JF in the lead with an extra point.
Two receivers to each side for the Cavaliers. Second offensive drive, first one went three and out. This time, it's a fake handoff. Bell keeps it himself off the right side of the line and right hash mark. Inside the 35, they'll give him down to about the 33, maybe the 32, in what would look like a fairly generous spot in the gain of five for JF. Second and five coming up. 3 minutes into the first quarter as JF looks to answer EC Glass's touchdown drive with one of their own 6-0 Hilltoppers.
Yeah, great play right there with the quarterback pulling that, faking it to the running back going across Marsteller, and then he pulled that for a positive 5-yard game. Then second and five, those are the kind of yardage they want to have on first down.
This time the snap for JF, and again, Marsteller bounces off left tackle, 35, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and does not. Trapped, tackled just a bit short of that. Marquinius Graves, Franklin, the outside linebacker for EC Glass, was in on that stop, and a backwards play, a loss of one, sets up third and six for Jefferson Forest, trailing 6-0, 8:18 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, ran a little sweep out there, and it looked like for a minute he had a chance to get to the outside with the speed of the outside linebacker coming up. He was able to get to him, made a great open field tackle for a 1-yard loss, and is putting JF in a tough spot right here on third and six.
They've got three receivers, four, two to each side. Ball on the left hash mark, third and six, and what's likely four down territory. Bell drops back, has time to throw, surveys the pocket, and it's picked off. Intercepted on the right sideline, 30, 35, 40, past midfield. Grace Franklin stopping at the 35 of JF, cuts back to the four side. It looks like there's a flag. He's still on his feet to the 20, 15, weaves his way from the 10 to the 5, barrels down to the 1 where he's tackled. It looks, though, like the interception will stand, but it looks like there may be some laundry down on the field for a hold or a block in the back on the return.
Yeah, they had him coming over here, and it looked like he got his head across in front, but they went ahead and threw that as a block in the back, so it's going to come all the way back right here. Take away a big momentum changer, putting it down at the 1-yard line, but it's still Glass football.
Well, and it negates that great kickoff return from Daniel Price as he set Jefferson Forest up with fantastic field position, getting a drive that started at the 37 of EC Glass on that return of 60 yards, and yet it looks like EC Glass prevents any further damage from that kickoff return of Jefferson Forest. Referees are conferring, and it looks like the flag, which was thrown at the EC Glass 49, would mean a hold, which would drop them back to the 39. Or if it's a personal foul chop block, which is what it looks like, that's a 15-yard penalty, and it is. It's a personal foul block on EC Glass. Still, they get solid field position at the 35, and more importantly, they thwart that JF drive and have a chance to build their 6-0 lead, 7:30 to go in the first quarter.
Well, again, that interception right there, Josiah Bell had time. He stepped up in the pocket, and he threw an absolute rope down the middle of the field, but he threw it into massive traffic right there. The safety was sitting right on the hash mark, and he didn't even have to move. The ball just came right to him. And he was able to take that for a big run, but the penalty is going to move it back.
So EC Glass with a bunch backfield, George White, the quarterback, working out of the shotgun, and three running backs. But instead, he'll throw to the right side and looking down the field and incomplete. Looks like Laverius Gilbert, the junior, was the intended target on just a quick fly pattern down the right sideline, and it falls about 5 yards ahead of Gilbert into the green field turf here at Sabre Stadium to bring up second and 10.
Yeah, they were trying to isolate right there on the corner. It was a great job by Donovan Elliott being able to stay with him, and the pass was too long and no chance on that fly long pass pattern.
So again, a two-receiver set for EC Glass. This time it's a give on the end around, stopping at the 30, turning the corner 35, dragging some Cavalier defenders up to about the 39 on that run. Tayon Mosby, the junior running back, in decent size as well, 5'8", 175, showed some power there as he slipped through the hole and dragged a couple Cavaliers defenders for a gain of 6.
Yeah, good run right there. They're using that power formation with the three running backs, so you basically got two lead blockers and you're giving it to your runner.
Five receiver set for EC Glass, a diamond receiver bunch on the left side. Now one of them, Katerius Foster, goes in motion from left to right. Flags come flying in. Both sides are pointing at each other, and an encroachment is going to be called on JF. And that's brutal because it was third down and 4, and instead that 5-yard penalty will give the Hilltoppers another first down. Presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, inside the top 80. In the USA for RE/MAX Realtors, and of course, number one for RE/MAX in the Lynchburg area. So first and 10 now for EC Glass at their own 45 on the right hash mark. Three receivers left side, one right. Give is to Foster. Knifes his way up to about the 47, maybe 48. He keeps his legs churning, though, and gains a couple of extra yards to the 49. That goes from a 2 to a 4-yard gain in the power running of Quaterius Q. Foster. Gives EC Glass a 4-yard pickup.
Yeah, when they're in that spread offense right there, Glass is going to go ahead and try to run that ball because there's only 6 guys in the box right there, and they got a chance to make some big runs on the inside when they spread everybody out.
4 down linemen. JF's kept a lot of guys back. They'll do it again as a quick throw to Grace Franklin left side. 45 up to midfield. And he stood up after just barely getting into JF territory to about the 49. He's pushed back there. That was a 2-yard pickup. And it'll go from 2nd and 6 to 3rd and 4. Still manageable, though, for EC Glass.
Yeah. Looks like right now they like getting the quick passes out here to the number one receiver on that 3-receiver side. Get those 2 other guys blocking. But, again, that time Donovan Elliott was able to come up and make that tackle with only a short gain, and now they put him in 3rd and long again.
2 receivers to each side. They're both lined up in a twins formation, so one receiver in front of the other. Now a man goes in motion. Give it to Wood off the right side. As the first down, past the 45-40. Turns the corner 35, and he's ushered out of bounds toward the EC Glass bench. At the JF 28, it'll move the chains for another first down, presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Is JF in danger of falling down further? They trail EC Glass 6-0, 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. Glass got a touchdown on their opening drive. The extra point, the snap hold was muffed, so they never had a chance. EC Glass didn't, to actually boot it through the uprights, but they are on the move again. The Hilltoppers are.
A jet sweep run right there, and he made it to the edge, and there was nobody. He was able to make it to the corner and get up that sideline for a huge gain for the offense for Glass.
3 backs in the backfield, but White is going to drop back and float a fade pass to the left side. Caught at the 5 and drug down inside the 3 at about the 2 as the throw was to Laverius Gilbert, who's not all that tall, but that was a perfectly placed ball into Gilbert's arms and over the outstretched arms of the taller 6-foot defender, Floyd Wells.
First and goal. I tell you what, you want to throw the best ball you can on a fade pattern like that, throw it over that outside shoulder, and exactly where Mr. White dropped that ball into for his receiver to catch it.
Now he lines up under center, and it's a give to the deep back, ushering his way to the left side and in for the touchdown. That's Maquan Farmer, who doubles up as a defensive tackle, and the bowling ball at 5'8", 220, pushes his way into the end zone for the 2nd Hilltoppers touchdown as they extend the lead to 12-0, 5:04 to go in the 1st quarter.
Yeah, a little misdirection run right there. Fake it to the first guy going across the formation to the right, hand it to your big running back coming back across to the other side off the left tackle, and he ran in to the end zone untouched for the 2nd touchdown of the night for the Hilltoppers.
extra point coming up this time. Alvis has a chance to put this one up and has more than enough arc and trajectory on that one to make it 13-0 EC Glass over Jefferson Forest after the Impact Church touchdown with 5:04 to go in the first quarter. JF Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic, comes back after this across the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-222 and visit NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Back on the Virginia Talk Radio Network for JF Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. 13-0 EC Glass over Jefferson Forest with 5:04 to go. As Alvis gets ready to boot this ball away, Paulus gets ready to boot this ball away, and another kick fielded at the 3, up to the 10, left side hash mark, 15-20, slipping by a man at the 25 before being wrestled into the field turf on the far side of the field. It looked like Hawkins was the one who returned that ball on the far side. Decent field position. That was Colton Childers taking it up to the 27 is where they'll mark it, actually the 28 now, and that's where JF goes to work offensively. And right now, JF needs to find an answer. They had a spark last time on a big 60-yard kick return, but a turnover three plays later set up EC Glass for their second touchdown drive. What will EC Glass face now, and what will JF's offense be able to do?
Well, I tell you, EC Glass defense, they're sitting in a 4-4 defense. They got two corners and a safety, so they're basically playing cover three defense.
So working out of the shotgun this time, again, it's Josiah Bell. Snap, play fake, quick throw across the middle and caught in traffic on a slant at the 36. It looked like that was Childers. It was, and he pulls it in, and it's a gain of about 8 and a positive play on first down for JF and a chance for them to set up second and manageable. And this is what this JF offense needs, Coach, is just getting positive plays and being able to have shorter yardage situations as a down unfolds.
Yeah, we talked about it before. The best offensive scheme that works right now when you have Josiah Bell playing quarterback is for him to throw some quick passes, almost that West Coast-type offense, get the ball out of his hand quick, have short routes.
Two receivers to the right, one left. Snap, give, Marsteller. Stopped at the 35, but keeps his legs churning up to the 37. He had to fight his way for a one-yard gain. And for JF, it brings up the manageable third down and one with 4 minutes and counting down in the opening quarter, trailing 13-0 to EC Glass.
Yeah, that was a hard, hard fought one-yard run between the tackles right there. And they put them in themselves right now in third one. They need to come up with another play right here that's going to be able to get them across that first down marker stick, because they need to keep their offense on the field. They cannot keep going three and out and turn the ball back to the Glass offense, who has been unable to be stopped tonight by the Cavalier defense.
We'll see what JF has dialed up with two backs plus Josiah Bell in the shotgun. Three receiver set, snap, give it to Marsteller, left tackle. And he tries to slip his way through the hole. Now they say the ball pops out. Glass is saying they have it. And will they give him the first down or say it popped out? No, it popped out, and it's a turnover, and EC Glass takes over. And that will give it back to EC Glass on a short field. And JF, every time they seem to be making a little progress, something unfortunate happens to them. This time it's a fumble on third down. And it gives it back to the Hilltoppers. These little things have become big problems.
Yeah, that's typical when you're trying to get that first down. You're in a big pile like that. It's easy to get stripped when you're still upright and you're trying to move the ball. And they just were able to strip him before he could get across that line of scrimmage and get down, and now Glass takes over in great field position.
Looks like Michael Thomas, the late Hilltopper, to check in. Now EC Glass is set at the JF 38. Play fake. White's going to drop back, roll to his right, look toward the end zone. Skying for it is Gilbert. Does he have it? No. At the I in Cavaliers, just on the right side hash mark area, and it's incomplete. They threw it to LaVarius Gilbert in the end zone, and after catching a beautiful fade pass earlier, he couldn't quite make another gorgeous reception, and it sets up second and 10.
Well, that should have been a touchdown. It was a great play, great throw. I tell you, what we're seeing right now offensively from George White, you know, this is his third year quarterback, and he is doing a great job. He can throw the ball, but two receivers were in the same spot, and that's why it was incomplete.
Big bunch formation, and EC Glass is going to sort of shift out of that from three backs to two H-backs and two wide receivers. Snap give on the end around, left side, stopping 40, patiently waiting at the 35. There's a flag in the neighborhood of a hold that was thought to have assisted the play, but not much assistance because it's a gain of about 2 yards as Davion Mosby had that run, but a flag comes in, and EC Glass likely to go backwards as it looks like this is going to be a hold downfield on the end around run, and that's exactly what our referee crew calls right now.
Slot receiver right there when right up field and just went ahead and grabbed the defender and held on to him when the running back was going by. Everybody in the stadium could see that hold. Even ended up pulling him to the ground before the whistle blew.
So EC Glass is going to go backwards. It'll be a second down and long coming up for the Hilltoppers at their own, at the JF, 47, once the Hilltoppers get the okay to be set again. EC Glass up 13-0 at Jefferson Forest, 2:49 remaining here in the first quarter. And trying to grow that advantage further and win this rivalry after losing it in the spring. Quick throw down the left sideline, wide open at the 15, hauling it in and being spun down inside the 10 was Robert Wood. A lot's been made of the white to wood connection for EC Glass. They finally cash in on it there, and they're back in business, first and goal in the deep red zone at about the 7 yard line.
Yeah, another fade play right now, and we're seeing the same thing that Halifax ended up doing the second half. And they just started sending their speed guys on fly routes, and they're able to run by the corners with their athleticism and speed, and the quarterback's able to get the ball out there. There's no stopping that right now with the JF defense.
JF, no answers right now for EC Glass. Snap this time, and it's a give to the second running back option. Hit at the 7, but churning inside the 5 off right tackle, right guard. Is Tavian Jenkins, another backup running back. He gets down to about the 4. We'll call it a gain of 3. Second and goal for EC Glass coming up. 2:07 to go in the first quarter. EC Glass looking to grow a 13-0 advantage. White to operate from under center. Another big formation. One receiver left, and this time it's a give off the right side. Mosby, he dives to about the 3, maybe the 2 yard line. They'll mark him at the 3. Third down coming up for EC Glass as they just continue to patiently chip away and take those small gains.
Yeah, JF sticking with their base defense, which is the 4-3. They got 4 down linemen. They got their 3 linebackers. They got 2 safeties and 2 corners. And I tell you, when EC Glass gets in that power formation, they really need to bring those safeties up and try to get some run support to help them out.
2 receivers to the right, 1 left. A little bit of a high snap. It's a direct snap. So LaVarius Gilbert turns the right side corner to the goal line. He's in at the S in Cavaliers. Touchdown, EC Glass. LaVarius Gilbert has had a couple of big plays to set up scores. Now he gets to plunge into the end zone and extend the Hilltopper lead to 19-0. 73 seconds remaining here in the first quarter.
Well, they went with the direct snap, right? They're one of their best running backs, and he just fouled the lead blockers off the edge and bounced it through and cut up in the end zone. Again, they're just bringing too much to the table right now for the 4-3 defense of JF to put a stop on them.
And Aiden Pauls again on for another extra point. Snap is down, kick is on the way, it's up, and this time plenty of distance and right down the middle. So after another Impact Church touchdown for EC Glass, presented by Impact Church, the fastest growing church in Forest, it's 20-0. Hilltoppers lead at Jefferson Forest. 1:13 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
20-yard line, Glass won the opening toss and deferred their option in the second half, so they kicked off to start this game and have since had three other kickoffs after touchdowns. EC Glass 20, Jefferson Forest 0, 73 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Paul's kick is deep and it's fielded just shy of the goal line at about the 1. Picked up to the 15-20, opening 25, right side 30, charging through a hole at the 35 and tripped up around the 37 as Colton Childress on a solid 37-yard return. If there's one thing you can say about JF, I wouldn't say there's much going for their offense right now, but they've gotten some sparks on kickoff returns. Colton Childress has one that time. Of course, they also had one from Daniel Price earlier. Now JF's offense has got to find a way to cash in, trailing 20-0, 105 to go in the first quarter.
I'll tell you, if you're a Cavaliers fan right now, the only thing you can be excited about is we've had two pretty good returns, which has helped us with field position. But after that, EC Glass has been pretty much dominant at every other place on the field, except their kickoff team.
Four-man front for the Hilltoppers. They'll bring one extra rusher. Snap this time. It's Marsteller at the 40, bouncing off left tackle and then shooting up past the 45 to midfield. It's a nice gain, 13 yards. And for the first time this evening, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers move the chains and, yes, pick up a first down presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, first Olympic number one for RE/MAX agents in Lynchburg and number 78 and inside, obviously, the top 100 in the USA. It's actually at the JF 49, but still a first down for JF.
Hey, Alex Marsteller is definitely a bright point for the offense. If he can get loose, he can do some damage.
Two receivers each side, another give to Marsteller, pass midfield, and this time he has to churn his legs down to the EC Glass 45. He gains 6. It'll be second down and 4. Clock reads 30 seconds, and it is ticking down as this first quarter winds down with a 20-0 EC Glass lead. We'll see if the Cavaliers work another playoff or don't. We're down to 20 seconds.
Tell you, another good run by Alex Marsteller right there, right up the middle. Kept his feet going. This time he held on to it and didn't fumble like he did on the run earlier in the quarter for the first down. But now they got something working with Marsteller.
And JF will wait for the first quarter to come to a close as that horn in the background signals the end of 12 minutes here at Sabre Stadium. 20-0, EC Glass leads Jefferson Forest. Second quarter comes your way after this. You're listening to JF Football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Winning teams have experienced coaching staffs who help craft winning game plans. Put winning experience to work for your home team. Craig P. Taylor, attorney at law, has 25 years experience helping craft the perfect plan in case something unfortunate happens. When you call Craig P. Taylor, attorney at law, and work with him on your personal or family will, you'll have a sound game plan to navigate any surprises in the game of life. Start designing your family game plan today. Visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit ForestYouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.